Welcome in to this Wednesday edition of Preds Insiders, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Ryan Porth here with you live in the Wholesale Inc. studios, powered by RumbleOn.com. We are less than 24 hours away from the Nashville Predators being back on the ice playing hockey. They have an exhibition game, as we all know, against the Dallas Stars tomorrow. Pre-game at 2, puck drop at 3, all the action heard right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And then the best of 5 against the Arizona Coyotes starts Sunday afternoon up in Edmonton. Speaking of Edmonton, the great hub city of Edmonton, Alberta, our first guest of tonight's Preds Insiders is Brooks Bratton of NashvillePredators.com and the Preds official podcast, which you can catch every Saturday morning right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Brooksy, how we doing this evening?
Ryan Porth, it is great to talk to you, sir. As you said, from the beautiful hub city of Edmonton, Alberta, I never imagined I'd be here in July, but here we are.
I don't know how many vacations anyone plans for Edmonton in July, but as you said, there you are in the middle of bubble life. Let's start there. What is bubble life like at the JW Marriott right there next to Rogers Place?
Well, I will say real quick, if you recall when we were here in January, it was minus 45. So it's much nicer in July in Edmonton than it is in January. But you're right. We're in. We are at the JW Marriott. The Preds and five other teams are here with us. There are two other hotels that consist of this bubble. They're each about a block away. And then, of course, Rogers Place, the arena where all the games are being played, usually the home of the Edmonton Oilers, and they're now sharing it with 11 other teams as well. So it's quite a setup. It's the NHL did a really good job in talking with a number of players and coaches and staff that were all here together over the past few days. I don't know that there was any fear or hesitation coming into it. I just think it was a lot of not knowing what to expect. And I think everybody has been blown away by the setup, by the safety, by the security of everything. It really is a very impressive operation, and no detail has been overlooked. And that is quite obvious because it's been, an enjoyable experience, honestly, so far. Again, you didn't know what to expect, but things are all right here in the bubble.
I saw a video from the bubble yesterday of someone walking from one of the hotels all the way down to Rogers Place, and it just looks like it's a completely different world with fences basically creating this bubble. And it's like Fort Knox. If you're outside of the bubble, I mean, there would be probably 30 different security guards that you would have to get to the JW Marriott, it looks like. I mean, it just looks like it's such a confined space, which is so good to see. And this is exactly what needs to happen for the National Hockey League to pull all this off.
Agreed. I actually took a walk from our hotel to one of the other hotels on Monday morning just to see what it was like out there. And you've actually got to go through probably 5 or 6 different just gates and barricades that people have to open for you to even let you through. It's, as you said, it's kind of that confined walkway just leading from hotel to hotel. And then once you get here to the JW and then Rogers Place across the street, they're connected. So this structure right here that we're in is kind of the epicenter of everything. And so there's a little more space, it's a little more open. But yeah, if you're just walking to another hotel, it literally is, you're walking down a narrow sidewalk with giant fences and security guards on either side. It really is quite something. And then, I mean, just the view from my room, I can see part of the fence out here, and it's literally on one side of the fence is the outdoor world, and on the other side is a bunch of hockey players and coaches and staff just trying to stay healthy and safe here and play some hockey games. It's really quite a contrast.
Speaking of some hockey games, I'm sure just a stone's throw from you right now, the Blackhawks and the Blues are playing an exhibition game, and we've seen about half of the exhibition games take place now between yesterday and today. Obviously, the Preds and Stars tomorrow. It kind of has this Olympics feel to it, with it's obviously a neutral site with no home team logo in the middle of the ice. There's the Stanley Cup in the middle of the ice. There's tarps around the arena, and there's some cool LED screens within the lower bowl as well to add some pizzazz to the presentation. Have you had a chance to go inside Rogers Place and see it for yourself?
I have, yeah, many, many times, actually. I've been over there every day. Well, for one, you have to go over there every day anyway, because that's where the testing is set up.
Okay.
And anybody in the bubble is getting tested every day. So I've at least been in kind of the entryway. It's called Ford Hall. It's just a large entryway inside of the building where fans would normally be lining up. So imagine, you know, a number of gates where fans would typically be entering. That's kind of been replaced by the testing, a bunch of lines and a bunch of areas to do that. But yeah, I have been in the arena many times. It looks fantastic. Perhaps maybe some listeners have already seen it because there was a game last night here played, and there's been games here today being played. But if you haven't seen it yet, if you're planning on seeing it maybe for the first time tomorrow when the Preds and the Stars get together, it really is a cool setup. I think that's another aspect that, you know, there's just so much that had to go into this from an NHL perspective. And that was one of the things that I think they've done a really good job with is making the building look still inviting in a way. There's no empty seats that are visible on the broadcast. And instead, that's all been replaced with some really cool elements, some screens, some lighting. And of course, they're going to have over 30 different camera angles, many of which they've never been able to have before, simply because there's different angles that you can't get with fans in the buildings because you can't obstruct anyone's view with a giant camera. So there's a bunch of different looks that way as well. But they've done a great job setting everything up over there. It looks really cool. And I would say, again, if you haven't seen it yet, I would personally be excited to see that on TV on the broadcast as well.
Brooks Bratton of NashvillePredators.com here with us on Preds Insiders live from the bubble inside Edmonton, Alberta. Brooks, John Hines joined Darren Donick and Chase earlier today. And, you know, John Hines has been speaking pretty loudly about this team and the composure and the mood of this team. And he was asked about the mood earlier today. And I want to get your thoughts on what John Hines had to say on these airwaves earlier today with Darren Donick and Chase.
What has been the mood of your team? We were there last week and the week before at Bridgestone Arena when you guys were having your inter-squad scrimmages and practices and training camp. But, you know, we're not around you guys, obviously. You are. What is the mood of the room right now? What's the feel you have of your team?
The feel is a lot different than what it was. You know, obviously when I first came in January and then even through the process of even till the pause, although we had some success and we worked our way into the position we're in now, it just seemed like things were heavy a bit. You know, it was just the belief, the confidence, the enjoyment of coming to the rink and pushing each other, the excitement that and energy that you need guys to be able to have and your team to have when you can really have success. It was you were pulling and pushing for that all the time. And now when we've come back, you know, it was. You know, we really feel we use the time off wisely. You know, we really try to communicate with the players, a lot of meetings, get to know them better. They get to know, you know, particularly me because I'm the new guy and Rob Scuderi. So I think there's much more of a comfort level, I think, personality-wise, interacting with everybody, you know, even for the players to understand, you know, every coach is different, whether it's how you practice or how you communicate, what you demand, what the standards are. All those things are a little bit different. So there's a lot more clarity there. And I would say just, you know, coming back, we've talked about it as coaches and even with David, just there's a different energy about the team. You know, I think they're excited. I think you have guys that maybe had some tough years or, you know, it was a tough year. Coach got fired. The expectations weren't what they wanted to be. That's heavy. They're human beings. Right now, it seems like guys are focused, excited, and they're dialed in, ready to go. And I know they're really excited to play tomorrow.
That was John Hines earlier today on Darren Donick and Chase Brooks. How would you kind of classify what you've been seeing from this Nashville Predators team, not only in the last couple of weeks with training camp, but especially since they arrived in Edmonton Sunday?
Well, I think there's just a renewed excitement, and you heard Coach kind of mention it there. But I think a lot of guys are looking at this as a reset. There's a lot of guys on this team that weren't happy with their individual efforts and individual numbers this past season. And as Coach Hines mentioned as well, when you have a midseason coaching change, that it throws everything off, and not necessarily in a bad way, but it's just you're used to one side of things, and then someone else comes in and it's totally different, and you've got to learn, you know, not only systems and that sort of thing, but also, like he said, when are we going to practice? How are we going to practice? How do we do things differently now? And that's not easy to do in the middle of a season. I mean, when he came in last year, if you'll recall, he was hired on a game day and was introduced the morning of a game against the Bruins at Bridgestone Arena, and used that as kind of a way to observe his team. Really didn't do much coaching that night because there wasn't really time to even implement anything. So I think using this pause, they used it in a really productive way. And you heard him mention getting to know the players better and them getting to know him better. I think that's a big part of it as well. And again, I think there's a lot of guys on this roster who feel like they have something to prove. And especially at this time of the year, there's a lot of guys who want to step up and show that they can be those playoff performers that maybe they have been earlier in their career, or maybe they want to be for the first time in their career. And again, I mean, there's just really a palpable excitement right now around this team. I think, considering the circumstances, yes, there's certainly an adjustment to life in the bubble and how things are working on a day-to-day basis. But to me, the overarching theme is just a general excitement that, hey, no matter what the circumstances are, we get to play hockey again. And that's what these guys do. That's what they love to do. And I can tell you, I don't know that there's ever been so much anticipation and excitement for an exhibition game as there is right now for that one tomorrow.
Well, it certainly, you can make an argument, one of the most important exhibition games that a team can play, because normally the exhibition games are before game one of an 82-game season. But in this case, it's the last tune-up before the playoffs. So very unique situation that the NHL finds themselves in. Coming up next, we'll get into that exhibition game against the Dallas Stars. What are we looking for, and how do we expect John Hines to go about the goalies with Pecorine and UC Saros? That's all coming up next here on Preds Insiders. He's Brooks Bratton, live in Edmonton. I'm Ryan Porth, back here in Smashville. You're listening to ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game National app.
We're talking to John Hines, the Predators head coach. So going into tomorrow, do you kind of have an idea of what you want to do with the goaltenders, of whether it's splitting it right down the middle to give them both time? How important is that to whoever you go with on Sunday to know that the other one is ready to go, even though you only have the one exhibition game to figure that out?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And I do have an idea. I can't share it with you right now just because
I figured you wouldn't. It's okay.
And the only reason we're not secrets, I haven't had the opportunity yet to let the goalies know what the plan is going to be for tomorrow. So I think it's important that they know first. And then secondly, yes, you do take into consideration that you have one game. So it's going to be, I think it's more how much are you dividing it tomorrow to give both guys an opportunity to play.
That was John Hines earlier today with Darren, Donick, and Chase here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, talking about the goalie situation for tomorrow night's exhibition game against the Dallas Stars and game one against the Arizona Coyotes on Sunday afternoon up in Edmonton. And speaking of Edmonton, Brooks Bratton of NashvillePredators.com rejoins us live from the bubble in Edmonton. And Brooks, you heard Coach Hines there talk about Pecorine, UC Saros, the fact that he has a plan in his head, and at that time, around noon, he hadn't spoken with Pecorine and UC Saros. So I would assume that maybe by now he has. I know you won't be breaking any news on these airwaves or stealing John Hines' thunder, but when you look at UC Saros and you look at Pecorine, for me personally, Brooks, I feel it's important that both of them get game action tomorrow night in that game against the Dallas Stars. But I do feel like whoever John Hines goes with in the first period is pretty much his game one starter for Arizona.
You are correct. I do not have any news to break on that subject. And I think we're going to probably have to wait to find out and see who leads a team out for warmups, as will be the case on August 2nd against Arizona. I don't know that we'll necessarily get a starter named ahead of time, but I agree with you. I think it's important that no matter how the split comes, whether it's an even split or maybe someone plays the first two periods, someone gets the third, I do think that it is very important that both of them do get some playing time tomorrow, just for the simple fact, and Coach Hines said it way back at the beginning of training camp, that if you're going to make a long run in the playoffs, you're going to need both of your goaltenders at some point. And we know that both of these guys are still capable of not only serving as a solid backstop to this team, but capable of stealing a game every once in a while as well. So I do think that it is important that they both get some game action. Most teams do that in the preseason. Some did not. I don't think Toronto and Montreal last night, I think they both left their starters in for the entire time. I don't think that'll be the case for the Preds. I think we'll probably see both of them tomorrow. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if it is an even 50-50 split. But we'll see what happens. It's been one of the most thought of questions in training camp, and we still don't have an answer. There's still a little bit of intrigue there. So it's something to watch moving forward.
Yeah, I don't think John Hines has had a media availability throughout this camp or now at Edmonton where he hasn't been asked about Pekka-Rinne and UC Saros. And it's such a unique situation because this isn't like the Green Bay Packers quarterback situation 13 years ago when it was Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers, and they clearly did not exchange Christmas cards when they were on the same team. I mean, these are two friends. UC Saros used to live in Pekka-Rinne's house. They're both from Finland. I mean, you're around these guys almost every single day of the season, whether it's at home, whether it's on the road. How can you kind of speak to the relationship that those two have and the uniqueness of, yes, they're friends, but they're also battling for playing time right now?
Well, you're right. I mean, they really are best friends, and it's kind of a joke around the team and within in the fan base too, is that Pekka is the dad, UC is the son, just with their age differences as well. But I mean, it is quite a relationship. I mean, as you said, they're both from Finland. Saros actually grew up watching Rinne, one of his idols, and now he gets to play goal right beside him. But I mean, even in practice, like when they're changing out nets and someone's going to the bench and someone's coming back in, or you know, any time, even in warmups, I mean, they literally cannot pass each other on the ice without offering a high five with the glove or a stick tap on the pads. And they hang out with each other off the ice as well. As you said, I mean, Saros used to live with Rinne when he first ended up here in Nashville full time. And you know, they're just really good friends. And I think that helps with what is going on right now, because not every goaltending tandem in the NHL has that relationship. There's a lot of good relationships in that sense, but I think it really, the Predators as a team, because of how close they are, that when you have a situation like this, No one is getting upset or frustrated or down on themselves. They're both competitive and they both want to be in there and they both want to start. Don't get that wrong. But at the same time, they are each other's biggest fan and biggest supporter. And that goes a really long way. When your two goaltenders are that close and that supportive of each other, it only benefits the entire team. And that certainly hasn't changed over time. If anything, the relationship has gotten stronger, and that's good news for the Predators in net right now.
Brooks Bratton here with us on Preds Insiders, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Brooks, what are you expecting from a competition standpoint tomorrow in this exhibition game between the Preds and Stars, two budding rivals?
Well, it's, you said it, a great rivalry here, two teams that don't like each other, two teams that have really seen themselves rise in the Central Division over the last few years. Of course, we all know about the playoff series last spring. We know about the Winter Classic and a couple of shutouts for the Preds over the Stars there in March, right before the pause as well. And Coach Hines and a few of the players were mentioning that today, that the fact that they are playing a rival like Dallas is going to help them in their preparation for Arizona even further, because again, we know that this is a one-time tune-up. You only get one exhibition game and then you're into Stanley Cup qualifier mode. But I think it's a great thing that it comes against Dallas, and the league did that essentially with every team. They scheduled these exhibition games because every team only gets one. They scheduled them against some pretty heated rivalries. It was Edmonton and Calgary here last night at Rogers Place, and I mean that's a matchup that had a goalie fight earlier this season, and there were a lot of scrums in the game last night. So I think it really forces everyone to be engaged right from the start. And again, I really think that'll help ramp things up and get prepared for that playoff mentality, because as you and I well know, playoff hockey is a totally different animal, and if you're not ready to go, it's going to be bad news. So the fact that it is a team like Dallas, a rivalry in that sense, that's going to mean a great deal, I think, for this Predator team to make sure that they're up to par and ready to go when it does really matter on Sunday.
So, Brooks, we saw a lot of not just Preds individuals, but individuals around the league tweet out photos Sunday when they arrived to their hotel rooms of pictures of their families within their hotel rooms as they got there, because obviously they haven't been around their family all week. And if the Preds go on a long playoff run, it's going to be a while before they see their families. So a hard-hitting question here for you. Did you have any photos of your family in your hotel room when you arrived?
So I did not. There wasn't anything waiting for me. But luckily for me, I actually brought my own photo to display in my hotel room here of me and my girlfriend. So nothing on my nightstand when I opened the door, but I actually thought ahead and brought something anyway. So I'm glad that I did. But no, that was an awesome touch. I think the guys were really genuinely surprised by that. And I mean, that's huge too. It really is a sacrifice. And I know that people say, oh, you know, you're getting to play hockey, you're staying in a nice hotel, but the longest road trip in the NHL barely goes over 2 weeks. And a lot of guys right now, just because of their situations and where they live in the off season, a lot of guys, when they came back to Nashville, their families stayed back at home. And so many guys on this roster have already been apart from their families for a month already. And we've only been here for 3 days. And so there is a huge sacrifice with not being able to see your wives or your girlfriends or your kids or whatever the case might be. And so I really think that can serve as a motivating factor too, and really just puts you in a better mindset, because it's the first thing you see when you wake up in the morning. It's the last thing you see when you go to bed at night. And, for all these guys, we're here, we want to win for Smashville. We're fighting for Smashville, but that's also a nice reminder of who is really important in your life and who is helping you to drive through this and give you some encouragement as well. So that was a really cool surprise put on by some in the Predators organization, and certainly something that makes this journey a little bit easier to take, that's for sure.
So they didn't even leave a photo of Thomas Willis in there for you? I mean, your partner in crime with the Preds official podcast?
We actually had, there was a follower on Twitter who suggested that somebody, because I wrote a story about it, and someone replied and said, who was in your picture? And someone else replied to that and said, I bet you it was two photos of Thomas. So no, you're not the only one to suggest that, but no, shockingly perhaps, no photos of Thomas here. I just have to picture him in my mind and maybe give him a call here a time or two just to catch up.
Oh, that's great. Brooks Bratton live from the Edmonton bubble up there for the NHL return to play. The Preds return to the ice tomorrow against the Dallas Stars in the exhibition game. Brooks, we'll all be watching. Thank you so much for carving out some time this evening, and enjoy the bubble life dinner, which whatever it is up there in the hotel room. Enjoy your dinner and enjoy the game tomorrow.
Thanks, Porth. You know that there's always an abundance of food here in the National Hockey League, so that that hasn't changed either. But thanks for having me. It was a pleasure. Hope to talk to you again soon here.
For sure. That's Brooks Bratton from Edmonton of the NashvillePredators.com and Preds official podcast. Brooks Bratton, always some good insight from the road on the Nashville Predators. But coming up next, we'll get a perspective from the other side of the ice in the qualifying round. The Arizona Coyotes, their best of five opponent starting Sunday with game one. Tyson Nash is the Coyotes TV color analyst. He will be joining us here coming up next on Preds Insiders, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Welcome back into Preds Insiders here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Ryan Porth here with you on this Wednesday evening, getting you set for not only the exhibition game coming up tomorrow afternoon against the Dallas Stars, but also the best of five qualifying series against the Arizona Coyotes. And joining us now is Coyotes TV color analyst Tyson Nash. Tyson, first of all, thank you so much for joining us here this evening here on Preds Insiders. And as a former player, curious to know what your thoughts are and how you would feel if you were still playing and you were sequestered in a bubble and playing playoff hockey in front of no fans, and just the total uniqueness of this Stanley Cup playoff that's about to unfold.
Oh, I think the saddest part for me as a player, a former player and a broadcaster, is the fact that we don't get a Cub to Nashville for playoffs and enjoy everything Nash Vegas offers there. So I'm definitely sad. I'm heartbroken for that alone. But very, as you mentioned, very unique circumstances for these players playing in front of no fans. I think it's going to be, at first, I think it's going to be very, very awkward. I love the fact that they're playing exhibition games to kind of get used to it, get one under their belt before they actually get into the best of five series with the Coyotes and Nashville. But they're going to have to make their own noise. They're going to have to create their own enthusiasm and intensity and fire on that bench, in the locker room, and most importantly, on the ice. Because, I mean, best of five series, it can happen quick. You can win quick or you can lose quick if you lose that momentum. So, again, I'm just happy that we're back calling hockey and I think get a little bit of normalcy back in our lives.
Do you like the fact that the NHL went with some rivalry matches with the exhibition games to get the juices flowing a little bit more than maybe a non-rival?
I do. I think that was the method to the madness. I don't know if you got a chance last night to watch that Edmonton-Calgary game. I loved it. That rivalry is alive and well. The Coyotes face off against the Vegas Golden Knights tomorrow night. So that'll be that's always a spirited affair as well. So I can't wait to see how that plays out. And I mean, you, unfortunately for the players, you have to go through it. You have to play the game. Nobody wants to get hurt. And I think that's the biggest scare right now. You want to just get through that game, but also you got to get, your speed up to pace. You got to be physical. You got to get the wind. You got to test all those things to make sure that you're ready to go when the puck drops in the series.
Arizona Coyotes analyst Tyson Nash here with us on Preds Insiders, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Tyson, when you think of the exhibition game tomorrow night between the Arizona Coyotes and the Vegas Golden Knights, what's maybe one or two things you're looking for out of this Coyotes team?
Well, health. You want to get out of it healthy. As I mentioned, that is number one. But you also, it's when you're tentative. That is when injuries occur. So you got to go all out in every situation. I think you got to put that out of your mind. I think the other thing is systematically. I think both teams are trying to tighten things up a little bit, pull the reins in. We saw some sloppy hockey, I'm sure, from both training camps. And that's just what happens when you have 4 months off. So you want to clean things up. And again, you just want to get your legs rolling. You want to give your body and your legs and, one time through. Do you want to test that engine, I guess, if you will, and make sure it's firing on all cylinders. And that's the only way.
Going into this best of five between the Coyotes and the Nashville Predators, what do you feel best about the matchup for the Coyotes in this series?
I think goaltending is definitely their strength. I think, it's going to be an interesting matchup to watch because both teams are solid in that aspect, and they both have two real qualified goaltenders. Darcy Kemper, I believe, is going to get the start for the Coyotes, where he was third and fourth in the National Hockey League in both save percentage and goals against. So the Coyotes feel very confident in that aspect and in a best-of-five series. I mean, you have to have goaltending because you know there's going to be mistakes that are made because of all the time off in front of those goaltenders. So you're going to see more mistakes than normal. You know, I think the big thing for the Coyotes that they're going to have to focus in on is Nashville is known for having, for sure, you know, the best four defensemen all around offensively and defensively in the National Hockey League. So how the Coyotes, you know, limit those blue liners is going to dictate, in my mind, how this series is played out.
So how does one team or one player or one line, whatever, how do the Arizona Coyotes maybe nullify or neutralize someone like Roman Josi, who's up for the Norris Trophy this year?
I don't care how good you are. I don't care how talented, how skilled, how good of a skater you are. If you're feeling pressure and you know it's coming every time you touch that puck or every time you turn around, there's a Coyote in your grill. And I know Roman Josi is so good and so talented, and it's going to be tough for the Coyotes to put that type of pressure on him just because he's so elusive. But I'll tell you what, it makes life hard. It makes life miserable. Him and Ellis, I think they were two of the top four scorers for the Nashville Predators this year. So a lot of their offense does come from their back end. It's like having a fourth forward on the ice anytime either one of those guys is on there. So you're going to have your head on a swivel, knowing when they're out on the ice at all times. It just has to be. You can't lose focus of where those guys are, because if you do, they will absolutely kill you.
You discussed what you feel good about the Arizona Coyotes going into the series. What is maybe your biggest concern for the Coyotes against Nashville?
I think scoring. The Coyotes were one of the best goals against teams in the National Hockey League. I think they were third in the NHL, but they didn't score a ton of goals. So they have to find a way to score some goals, and that's the bottom line. They need depth. It's a team that relies on everybody, and that's what makes them very difficult to defend against. But that being said, they have to find the back of the net. Phil Kessel needs to score. And not just on the power play. Taylor Hall as well, he needs to find that level that he did in New Jersey in 2018 when he won the Hart Trophy. And then they need everybody. You can't. That's what makes this team so much fun to play on. I say it all the time, is that they don't and they can't just rely on one guy. It takes everybody, and they're going to need everybody.
Following this team from afar, it does look like Rick Tocchet has separated some of the firepower in that lineup, with Taylor Hall on one line, Phil Kessel on another line, and even a youngster in Clayton Keller, who is very talented, on yet another line. Is that by design to balance out the offense and try to have someone that can either put the puck in the net or create offense on each line?
It's called spreading the love around. Yeah, you got to spread it around. You load up one line, that's where it becomes easy, where you're just like, all right, let's shut down this line. And, you know, that's not the case for the Coyotes. They have weapons on every line, and they've really worked hard on finding that continuity and that chemistry. And this team, believe it or not, in a short training camp has really found a way to come together. And they obviously hope and need that to grow that much more. But that being said, everything can change if it doesn't work in a real game tomorrow night against the Vegas Golden Knights.
Tyson Nash is with us here on Preds Insiders, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Tyson is the Coyotes TV color analyst out there in the desert. And Tyson, there's been a lot of distraction off the ice for the Arizona Coyotes here in the last couple weeks, with GM John Chayka quitting, as the team put it out there over the weekend. Do you foresee any sort of on-ice distraction with what's going on off the ice?
Zero at this point. This is a team that is razor focused. I think everybody, you know, it's been a tough time and crazy circumstances with this pandemic. I think the last thing right now they're worried about is their GM. He's gone. He wants to be gone. He chose to be gone. You know, so be it. This is a team that's galvanized. I think if anything, it'll galvanize this group and bring them that much closer together, if that's at all possible. But this is a team that's focused on playoffs, playing hockey again. I saw the training camp. Every day I was there, you could not take the smiles off these guys' faces. They were so excited to be back on the ice. And with all the craziness, as I mentioned, in the world, I think for the 2 hours or the 3 hours you're at the rink playing hockey, it all goes away. And it becomes, you know, just a distant background in the rearview mirror. So these guys are loving life right now, happy to be in Edmonton, really enjoying Edmonton, at least early on here. So it's going to be tons of fun.
Tyson, final thing for you. What's your expectation for this series between the Nashville Predators and the Arizona Coyotes?
Well, I think they're both real stingy. They both have great goaltending. They also both didn't score a lot of goals, this season. Everything's different in the playoffs. We all know that. Everyone starts at zeros, numbers, and what you did in the regular season means absolutely nothing. But I think it's going to be a tight series. I think it's going to be a low-scoring series. The Coyotes, they're going to want to be physical. Nashville's not a physical team. They love to skate. They love to move the puck. So I think you're going to see a real physical element coming from the Coyotes, guys like Lawson Crouse, Brad Richardson, really laying the body.
Tyson Nash is the TV analyst for the Arizona Coyotes. Tyson, thank you so much for joining us here this evening, and can't wait to see how it all shakes out starting Sunday afternoon.
You bet. Look forward to it.
All right, that's Tyson Nash, TV color analyst for the Arizona Coyotes, and a lot of positive vibes out of anyone you talk to with the Arizona Coyotes. And I've said this before on Preds Insiders, I'll say it again. Yes, the Nashville Predators are a team that you can make a case would have greatly benefited from the break, but there are 23 other teams that I think you can make a similar case to benefiting from the break. And you hear Tyson Nash right there saying that everyone in training camp, everyone's been in great spirits. They're happy to be back. And the fact that they are separating Taylor Hall, Phil Kessel, Clayton Keller. Tyson Nash says you have to have a head on a swivel when Roman Josi and Ryan Ellis are on the ice. I mean, when you're the Preds defenseman and you've got Taylor Hall out there one shift, then you've got Phil Kessel, then you've got Clayton Keller. And I think a lot of Preds fans may not know who Clayton Keller is. Clayton Keller, former first-round pick, has a ton of skill within his game. And if Clayton Keller's on the third line and he's going up against the likes of a Jared Tenorti or Corbinian Holzer or Yannick Weber, that is a mismatch for those Preds defensemen. So Preds forwards and defensemen, when they're in the D zone, they're going to have their head on a swivel as well for some of those talented Coyotes forwards. That's one of my biggest concerns for the Preds in this upcoming best of five against the Coyotes, is the fact that the Coyotes, I think we're overlooking them a pretty good bit. Some of the advantages that you think the Preds might have, the Coyotes might be able to nullify with their style of play and some talented pieces of their own. Coming up next, three things that I'm looking for out of the Preds in tomorrow's exhibition game against the Dallas Stars. That's coming up next right here on Preds Insiders, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game National app.
What else do you want to see? Because you've mentioned practice and what you've gotten out of your team during practice. So one game, I guess, in my opinion, it isn't going to make a huge difference, like you were saying, of if a guy has it or a guy doesn't. So what are some things that you're wanting to fine-tune against an opponent like Dallas that you know so well tomorrow in that exhibition game?
First is the competitive level we need to be at for game one. You know, you can't tiptoe your way into this exhibition game. You know, we have to play at a level, and it's, you know, there's got to be a physicality level that you play with, that sometimes it's going to be raised. It's going to be raised, Dallas against us and us against Dallas, than if it was Nashville versus Nashville in the scrimmages, whether it's, you know, physical contact on the forecheck or battle situations, because you're going against someone that's not your teammate. So I think we need to approach this with the mindset that, you know, we have to be at that intensity level and make sure that we're getting in those situations and playing to a competitive and a speed pace level that we want to have on Sunday. And then the second thing is, you know, can we get to the identity that we want to play with, that we've worked on a regular basis in a more natural game situation? The third thing, I think, is you want to go into this and you want to compete very well and you want to have a good game. But I think there's also situations that, because you're playing a different opponent, is there something that we need to touch up on, or we get exposed on, or we've had a little bit of trouble with in this game against Dallas, that we can shore up going into Arizona?
That was John Hines earlier today here on ESPN 102.5 The Game with Darren, Donick, and Chase. You're listening to Preds Insiders, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. So that's what John Hines is expecting tomorrow afternoon with the Nashville Predators taking on the Dallas Stars, as we've been saying all program long. Pre-game at 2, puck drop at 3. Really, the party gets started at 1 as Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet joins Chase McCabe and Darren McFarland, Willie Donick on Darren, Donick, and Chase to talk Stanley Cup playoffs. So really, a lot of the coverage is going to start at 1 for Preds versus Stars. So that's what John Hines had to say about what he's watching for. I've got 3 things that I'm keeping my eye on tomorrow between the Preds and the Stars.
Number 1.
All right, the number 1 thing is the obvious one, and that's how John Hines balances the goaltenders between Pekka and UC Saros. He's got 60 minutes to play with. Perhaps 65, but 60 minutes of regulation hockey to play with his two goaltenders. If it were me, if I was in the shoes of John Hines, I am starting UC Saros for the first 2 periods, and then I'm putting Pekka in there for the 3rd period. I think UC Saros has deserved and has earned the starter's position entering this exhibition game, entering game 1 against the Arizona Coyotes, and I think you give UC Saros 2 periods of play. I don't think you play UC Saros for the full 60. I think you have to get Pecorine some playing time, make sure that he knocks off some of the game action rust before they enter the Stanley Cup qualifiers, because if UC Saros has a bad game or 2, then you might see Pecorine going in there in UC Saros' place, and you don't want the last game action that Pecorine played to be March 2nd against the Edmonton Oilers when he gave up 8 goals. Yes, he's had some scrimmages and some practice time, but you don't want that to be the lasting impression of Pecorine before playing essentially playoff hockey.
Number 2.
The number 2 thing I'm looking for out of tomorrow's exhibition game is the Turris, Duchesne, and Grandin line, the second line for this team. Look, we all know the first line, the Jofa line, with Victor Arvidsson, Ryan Johansson, Philip Forsberg. They have a long history together. They're back together. We're all watching that as well. But we all know the top 6 as a whole needs to be productive. They can't just have the Jofa line clicking. They need both top lines clicking on all cylinders at some point in this best of 5 against the Coyotes. And the trio of Kyle Turris, Matt Duchesne, Mikael Granlund, they've arguably been the most dangerous line in practice and through training camp. I am really interested to see that trio together in game action. John Hines has been very high on those 3 together and the versatility that those 3 can bring to the table. I want to see it in game action. I don't just want to see it against their teammates.
Number 3.
And then the 3rd thing is, I think, an obvious one, but I think it's an important one for tomorrow, because it is your final tune-up before Arizona. I want to see this team compete at a high level. You're probably not going to see playoff-type animosity between the Preds and Stars. Yeah, there's probably going to be some face washes between the two, maybe not to the extent of Calgary-Edmonton last night up there at Rogers Place. But we all know the Preds don't like the Stars, and the Stars don't like the Preds. And I want to see this Preds team crank it up and treat this like it's game 82 of the regular season, like it is the final tune-up before the playoffs, and there's something to play for. You don't want to see them just have their feet kicked up and treat this like it's a normal preseason game. This has to be treated like it's a regular season slash playoff game, because you don't have much time to crank it up for game 1 against the Arizona Coyotes. And I think it's important to note, you might be playing this Dallas team come 10 days if you match it. If you get through Arizona and the Dallas Stars end up being the 3 seed after the round robin, you're playing the Dallas Stars most likely in round 1 of the Stanley Cup playoffs. So those are the 3 things I'm looking for tomorrow. And speaking of the coverage, I've been touting it all day, all evening, all hour. Pregame at 2, puck drop at 3, right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. We will have live reaction on Facebook Live tomorrow after the postgame show is over with. So approximately 7 o'clock, maybe a little beforehand, we will have more live reaction on Facebook Live with Chase McCabe, Jeremy Gover, and Justin Bradford. And that is going to be a thing throughout the playoffs. Facebook Live, game night, we will have continuous live reaction with a lot of different personalities. Then Friday, we'll be giving away a free Nashville Predators jersey on Friday's shows. So you'll want to be listening all day long right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Again, we will be giving away a free Nashville Predators jersey on Friday. And then there will be a special edition Preds Insiders at 6 o'clock Friday night as we get set for the Arizona qualifying round. Saturday, we will have NHL action. It will be the game one of the Edmonton Oilers-Chicago Blackhawks series starting at 2 on Saturday afternoon. And then Sunday, 10 a.m., Preds Extra with Jared Stillman and Chase McCabe. Noon pregame, 1 o'clock puck drop, and then once again after the postgame show, it will be game night on Facebook Live with continuous live reaction to game one of Preds versus Coyotes. That's all we have here for you here on Preds Insiders. Thanks to Brooks Bratton and Tyson Nash for joining me here this evening. And coming up next, it is Penalty Box Radio with Justin Bradford and company. Stay tuned right here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.